From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Continued shipping backlogs at California ports are proving a headache for farm exporters. Ports have struggled to keep up with shipment volumes as Americans ordered more goods from Asia during the pandemic. As a result, ongoing shipments of perishable fruits and vegetables have been delayed, causing some to spoil before they reach their destination. In some cases, exporters can ship produce by air. Farmers from Georgia to California told a House Ag Subcommittee last week the foundation of the 2023 Farm Bill should be the taxpayer-subsidized crop insurance system and stressed the creation of a standby disaster relief fund. According to Agriculture.com, over the past decade or so, crop insurance has grown into a larger support for agriculture than the traditional farm program. A California law allowing farm labor organizations to enter private property for up to 3 hours a day, 120 days a year, amounts to an unconstitutional taking requiring compensation. That was what the Supreme Court concluded last week. The incident that prompted the request for Supreme Court review occurred in 2015 at the Cedar Point Nursery in Doris, California, when, with bullhorns in hand, United Farm Worker activists entered the trim sheds where hundreds of employees were delicately preparing fledgling strawberry plants for shipment. Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Joshua Thompson calls the decision a huge victory for property rights. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.